All righty, y'all. We're going to begin our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by the winning crew chief of tonight's Coca-Cola 600 for the number 7 Spire Motorsports Chevrolet team, Ryan Sparks. Ryan, special night, your first win as a Cup crew chief, and ultimately play a big role in you know, deciding the strategy that ultimately gets you the victory and leaving you with the checkered flag. Just ultimately what went through that thought process, you know, as you're coming down with the, you know, weather nearby and what ultimately led to you, you know, earning the win today.
Yeah, obviously the weather had a huge part in that. And really just the night we had is such up and down. We had a fast car, but things kept happening. We pitted under green, we're losing laps, and fought hard finally to get back on the lead lap. And I don't know, something in the back of my mind just told me to go ahead and put two on. So I kind of looked and seen what everybody had for tires on in front of me, and I figured there was going to be a good opportunity for us to be first or second. So just want to get that clean air and give ourselves an opportunity.
Cool deal. We'll begin opening up to questions. We'll begin with Jacob over here, then we'll go to Jordan, and then to Matt.
Jacob Seelman, Steering Wheel Nation. Sparks, congratulations, finally, long
Thanks,
overdue.
Brother.
This kind of run that Spire's been on seems like it's been a long time coming, a long time building. You've been part of it from the competition side, first win as a crew chief. I mean, how gratifying is it for all you've poured into this organization to finally across the board see the fruits of the labor?
Well, I can tell you that first year of Next Gen Cars, our shop was about a quarter mile off the backstretch at the old Kuwicki building, and we killed 3 race cars here, and we all slept in the shop. There was 20 of us working for 2 Cup teams, you know, each and every week, and it was a grind. But we've had a steady progression, and as you've seen our results, over, you know, we've been building this thing for 5 years. And nobody believed us, and, you know, Josevar put us on the map there at Talladega, and then now Daniel at Charlotte. So eventually they're going to take us seriously.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Did you think this weekend, this win was never going to happen?
Man, it didn't seem like it. I feel like we gave one it away with LaJoy at Atlanta a few years ago, and we've had several opportunities and just couldn't get it done. So, yeah, you start to question yourself. I think tonight was 215 races for me. So one for 215 isn't that great. But hopefully we can continue to build and keep this going. You know, I'm super proud to be a part of this organization. You know, just the climb, the ascent we're on is impressive. So super happy to win this thing at home with my family and friends around, and should be a fun deal tonight.
You know, it's easy to say, look at this and say, Mother Nature, you know, luck, that kind of thing. But you guys are also 10th in the point standings. And that says something about where you guys are at, and you would be in the chase if it began today. What does that say to you that you guys are top 10 in points?
You know, it means we're doing our job, right? I mean, Daniel had to drive his ass off those last 2 restarts against some studs. My race engineer actually lost the rain-shortened race to the 20, I think in 23 or 24, whenever that happened. So he is super pumped to actually beat the 20 this time, you know, with the same deal. So, you know, we are a playoff contending team. We need to execute a little better on Sundays. Our cars are fast enough. So, I mean, it really just comes down to us continuing to build and continuing to improve, incremental improvements each and every week. But, you know, I do agree. I think we're a real playoff team. And, you know, we took an opportunity on a strategy call tonight, but you know what? There was, 15, 17 other guys that had that opportunity that didn't do it. So I study my ass off on this stuff and pride myself on making good calls. So I don't always get them right, though.
Go ahead, Matt.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. You're practically a day one employee of this version of Spire, the fully fleshed out version of Spire. And your role has changed a lot over the last 5-6 years, too. And so I'm curious, as they've added people and grown and the investments and the way that it's shifted what you do, are you content with how it's played out for you and as it leads to this first win as a crew chief when you could have been in a competition director role or a shop role, but here you are on the pit box and you win?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I have a pinnacle on my shirt working for Spire Motorsports and Jeff Dickerson, what he's built, I'm happy. I'm content. It doesn't matter. I'll do anything. I'll fight for this team. You know, competition director, crew chief, doesn't matter. you know, it's all about stacking wins and improving. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do at the end of the year. We were moving some people around and really didn't know what to expect with Daniel coming aboard. You know, I've raced against him and been around him for a while, but I could not have asked for a better teammate, better friend, you know, somebody with such a tremendous work ethic. You know, he shows up each and every week. He wants it just as bad as everybody else. And that's truly what the 7 team has been lacking. So changing that name above the door was a huge deal for us.
And then when you add Daniel, you also add Frankie. And everyone kind of did their part in this win, too. And I'm just curious, one, what can you say about the work that Frankie did on those restarts? And then also how important he's been in building that triangle between you, him, and him?
Yeah, no, Frankie does a great job. And honestly, just anybody that Daniel can understand, we had to take on our team. You know, it's hard enough on Sundays. No, all kidding aside, but it gives me a little extra gray hairs, you know, at the end of these races. These Sundays are hard. I mean, it's no joke. It's, you know, it's hard to understand each other. You know, he has a pretty heavy accent. I have a Southern accent, you know. But Frankie does a great job. Him and Daniel have been together several years, so it was a no-brainer bringing him on. And just, you know, props to him for being here actually this weekend. His wife just had a baby a few days ago. So thank you, Shannon, for letting him come to work this weekend. But, yeah, no, it's been great.
Let's get a mic up to Kelly, and then we'll go to Steven and then Claire.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. So, Ryan, on the topic of Daniel coming in, one of the things he told me upon reflecting of what the offseason was like is that he did not want you to have dual roles at Spire, crew chief and competition director, as you were doing last year, and that you wanted to work with the race team. And then once that was in place, it was, okay, how do we build this? I wanted to get your thoughts from that perspective of wanting to be on the team, wanting to work with Daniel as that was his view of things, and then the two of you going to work, putting this team together and getting ready for this season.
Yeah, dual roles is impossible. I didn't sleep at all for like a year, I feel like. But no, I want to win. Daniel wants to win, and really that's the recipe you need. And these cup races are nearly impossible to win. These guys are so freaking good. It's unbelievable. You cannot make one mistake. You know, I think, I don't want to say we got lucky, but we put ourselves in position today. So it's just tough, you know. I don't know. I kind of lost my train of thought on that, to be honest with you. But if you got another question, go ahead.
Well, we'll just go to Stephen next.
Stephen Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Ryan, when I followed your car into victory lane, I noticed the Kyle Busch Motorsports decal on the left rear. And it dawned on me then that the Spire Motorsports shop is the old Kyle Busch Motorsports shop. Given that, what is it like now to bring another trophy back to the place that Kyle brought so many of them to?
Man, when we bought that place, there was a lot of trophies in the case. It's impressive what he did over his career. To bring another one home, you know, our trucks have been stacking some up. Obviously, a host of our winning Talladega, we're starting to win a little bit, so that's great. There's still a lot of room. But, you know, just what a heavy week with what all went on, and to bring a trophy back to KBM is pretty special. And, you know, I think a fitting way to kind of honor Kyle. So I think he would appreciate that because, you know, that'll always kind of be the original KBM building. And, you know, I know him and Jeff had a strong relationship through their career. So pretty special to bring one back to his shop.
Is that part of the reason why there was such a feeling of catharsis and, well, maybe not catharsis, but, you know, the 71 team, I think, got in the celebration. I saw Michael there. I don't know if anyone from the 77 was. Did that factor into the emotion in the immediate aftermath?
I mean, that's how we roll. I don't know if you saw Talladega Victory Lane, but that's how Spire rolls, man. We're one team, one dream. And there's not another team that actually fulfills that in the Cup Series. They say that, but you look at Spire, that's how we roll. One car fails tech, all three cars are helping them the next time through. We go to Victory Lane, they're all there. And that's not just at the track, that's at the shop. I mean, that's what Jeff has instilled in all of us. And, you know, that's the kind of people we want to operate and do business with. So it just makes me even more proud for that to be seen and be a part of this deal.
Thanks, Ryan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Claire.
Claire Beeling, Dialed In Journal. You know, sometimes I think people feel that Daniel Suarez is an underdog, maybe because he came from another team and moved over, and that you, this being your first cup win as a crew chief, people start now to take your team more seriously. What are you seeing? I see the smile on your face. What do you see in this team now, and what does this do for you? You know, should people not rule out a Daniel Suarez and yourself?
No, I don't think they should rule us out. Like I said, we still got a long ways to go to get to where we want to be, right? We want to be contenders each and every week to win these things. You know, today was an awesome step for us. I do think we're a playoff team. I don't think we're a championship team just yet, but we got several weeks to get everything in order to give ourselves that opportunity. I think we're 10th or 11th in the points right now, so tonight was a great night for us. But as far as taking it seriously, it doesn't matter to me. As long as people within the walls at Spire take each other, you know, seriously, respect each other, and keep moving the needle and keep pushing forward, that's all I can ask.
You know, it's interesting to watch this over the years. Your team is a huggy team. They know how to have a good time celebrating out in the rain. It was really fun to watch, but that does a lot for a team, too. All the hard work, all the hours that you put in to be able to have that tonight and enjoy it that way. What did you see? I mean, you just couldn't help but smile when you saw your team celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. There's a lot of guys on my team that have never been to Victory Lane in any of the top three series. You know, so, and a little bit about my car chief. He had an opportunity to go work on the five car at Hendrick Motorsports the other year, and he chose us. So I like what we're doing. I like what we're building. And that's just how we roll. We are huggers. We love each other. Maybe not all the time. But, yeah, it's I know it's hard to believe, but that's real. That's how we are.
We'll go over to Dustin over here in the middle.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Ryan, with your tenure there at Spire, What is it about Jeff Dickerson's vision or the organization's vision through the years that has kept you there, that has made you see something that maybe others on the outside didn't see? Because it would be, for somebody who's been there as long, it'd be easy to say, why didn't they go someplace else? Obviously, there must have been something that you saw or something there that attracted you and it's worth banging my head against the wall here and not sleeping for a year plus because there's something down the road.
I think it's easy to go to one of the big teams and win. This means way more to me than that. You know, I grew up racing at Bowman Gray Stadium, working on cars there, and that's kind of how I got my start. And I've always been a grinder. You know, I don't want to take the easy route. I don't get much satisfaction in going to a top team and just, you know, I always say my grandma could crew chief a few of these drivers and still get a win. You know what I mean? These guys are freaking good. So to be a part of something, you know, young and new and fresh and build it up has been fun. So I wouldn't have it any other way.
So what is the satisfaction with tonight then? From not winning with the big team, but from winning with this team, which eventually may be coming in?
Well, the satisfaction for me is it's been 215 races, and I feel like I've given a few away. You know, I feel like we could have won a couple of these things along the way, and we just never executed. So, just the satisfaction is what we're doing is working, right? Everybody's beginning to see it. They don't want to believe it. We still have a long way to go. We're definitely not done, but yeah, the satisfaction is what we've created and what we're starting, or what we started 5 years ago, is working. Yes, sir.
Any other questions for Ryan tonight? All right, Ryan. Well, congratulations on the win.